Churches all around the world are celebrating today as the mark of the beginning of Passion Week.
全世界的教会都在庆祝，因为今天这一天是受难节的开始。
Leading up to Easter,
一直到复活节。
where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and what it means for us.
那基督徒我们都来庆祝主耶稣的复活，而且对我们的生命有什么意义？
I have a wireless mic on right now, so I usually walk around a little bit when I speak.
我讲到的时候，通常我会走来走去。
So I hope it's not too distracting, but I will probably do that.
希望对大家不是一个干扰。
And I didn't realize that this was a raised platform, so if I walk around too much, I'll fall off.
我这是讲台还是抬起来
So
的那个
I
台
make
阶
sure
哈，
that
希望我走
people.
的时候不要跌倒。我会在那一边，在那边能够更好的面对大家。大家讲到一般不这样，但是请大家今天就我就这样，
As you know, many of you know, I'm on staff with Campus
我现在是在校园传道跟他们全时间跟他们来一起服侍。
Crusade, right? Students.
我通常的工作对象就是大学生。
Helping them come to know Jesus and also
带领大学生来信主，在主里。
speaking to students is very, very different than speaking on Sunday.
就平时跟年轻人在他们当中来讲道、来服侍，跟主日的讲道还是很不一样的。
Because students generally don't get enough sleep.
因为大学生啊，通常都是睡觉睡得不够了。
They're staying up late all the time studying.
他们都待到深夜要来学功课。
So when I'm speaking with students, a lot of times they follow.
我跟大学生讲到的时候，他们通常会打瞌睡睡觉啊。所以我跟他们说，我不会冒犯我的睡觉，不会冒犯。我也祷告说，你睡觉的时候，愿主给你一个亲自跟你讲话，比我的讲道还好。
Let me pray for us.
我们现在有一个祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父，是我们亲爱的父亲。
thank you so much. We together.
我们特别感谢你，我们今天能够聚在一起来敬拜你。
All of us.
那我们一切的颂赞，你都是配得。
Maybe that today we get to remember your entrance into Jerusalem on that day so many years ago.
我们感谢主，2000年前你的爱子耶稣基督就骑驴进入耶路撒冷城。
Thank you for what that means for us.
我们也感谢主，这个对我们今天还是很意义。
Lord, as we spend some time remembering and seeing how deep and wonderful your love, I pray that our hearts will be touched.
当我们在你面前纪念主耶稣光荣进城的时候，愿主你来找我们每一个心中的动工，让我们真实能够感受到你的爱。
Thank you for your word.
我们为着你的话语来感谢你，
Holy Spirit, I pray that you will use me.
请求圣灵来使用我。
Edit me as necessary.
也需要加添的，也请求圣灵来加添。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Okay, so as we read from Matthew chapter 21,
我们今天读了马太福音21章，
Jesus is entering into
那主耶稣要进耶路撒冷城。
Jerusalem. Judea and all the other areas.
他已经在犹太全地，这些地方已经服侍了3年。
Healing people. He's been preaching, he's been casting out demons.
主耶稣医病赶鬼传道。
And now he is finally going into Jerusalem for the Passover festival.
那他现在最后就是要进耶路撒冷，要守这个逾越节。
People are very, very excited.
对，大家都期望他能够来，而且做什么事情。
So we see in the beginning of this chapter that he orders his disciples to go get donkey and colt.
啊，所以我们今天读到主耶稣就吩咐他的门徒去把驴驹准备好。
And they do that, and he rides towards Jerusalem on a donkey and a colt.
那门徒也就预备好，主耶稣就骑驴啊来进耶路撒冷。
Of course, we are told for the sake of the reader that this is actually fulfilling the prophecy.
经上也说，主耶稣这么做是应验了旧约里面的预言。
But the Israelite people at the time, the Jews at the time, would have known that this was a sign of a Messiah coming to Jerusalem.
当时的犹太人，他们因为对圣经很熟，他们应当是知道，主耶稣骑驴进城是应验旧约里面的神。
Is what we call a high context culture.
因为那个犹大文化，它是一个，
Sorry, I won't use that term
它是一个文化性很强的一个社会。
anymore. So when you do something in this kind of culture, it means something.
因为他们文化这么浓厚，主要是这么做的话，应该大家心中是有感想。
He rides in, and people are very, very excited. They are putting down their cloaks, they're putting down palm leaves, as far as we call it on Sunday. They are shouting, Hosanna, glory to God in the highest. But they're shouting, Hosanna.
因为这犹太人他们都是或者这个很浓的这个圣经的文化这个里头啊，所以当主耶稣他骑驴进城的时候，大家心中大部分都知道这是旧约里面的这个先知的预言成为真了，所以他们就把自己的衣服铺在地下，砍树枝铺在地下，大家都欢迎耶稣进城，而且说何塞纳。
And Hosanna is what? It means we are saved. For salvation has come.
何塞纳的意思就是，救恩来到。
For the Jews, it is they have been longing for salvation.
犹太人他们一直在等待这个弥赛亚来拯救
Ever since they got back from Babylon,
他们。他们被掳到巴比伦，从巴比伦回归圣地的时
they have been under the thumb of some other empire.
候，从那个时候呢，他们都是在外来的这些帝国在统治。
Most recently, it is the Romans.
在当时那个时代，就是罗马帝国在统治
And under the Romans, it was treated very, very badly.
他。那罗马帝国统治他们，对他们的待遇是很不好
Many times they would try to win their independence or revolt.
的。他们有些时候会来反抗，要来推翻罗马政府。
And the Roman army would crush them.
那罗马军团过来就镇压他们。
Make an example. So there's records, historical records, that they would crucify like all the men in the village and line them up for a mile out.
那罗马军团他们是特别残忍的，他们会把他们很多的犹太人都钉十字架来惩治他们。
Sign showed them this is what happened if you met with God.
那罗马军团他们这么做的话，也是给其他人说，看看就是你们反抗来反抗我们统治的话，下场就是。
The famous story in Jewish history at the time.
犹太历史上当时的就是有一个非常著名的一个历史事件，
Called the widow and the seven sons.
就是有7个儿子的一个寡妇，
The Romans wanted the Jews to eat pork.
罗马人呢，他们就要强迫犹太人来吃猪肉。 为的是要他们就是离弃他们所敬拜这位神。
So in this one recorded incident, a widow is told that her and her family need to be poor.
所以在这个历史事件当中，就是这个寡妇呢，就罗马政府就跟他说，你们家要吃猪肉。
And her seven sons are laid before her, and they say to her, "We will kill your son if you do not eat it."
啊，他们那罗马政府就是把这个寡妇的七个儿子放在他面前，就说你如果不吃猪肉的话，我们当场就把你的七个孩子处决。
Son, if you do this,
所以他们就把第一个孩子杀掉，你到底要不要吃猪？
no,
他说不，所以他们就把第一个孩子给杀了，
and they kill all seven sons.
他们就把七个儿子都给杀了。最后，他们把这个寡妇也给杀了。
This is burned into the memory of the Jewish people at this time.
所以，当时的这些犹太人，他们就是成长在这种罗马政府的统治底下。
Desperate for salvation, and when Jesus comes into the city of Jerusalem and he's riding on the colt, and before this, even before this, you know, he has been performing miracles leading up to this, and they are very expectant, and it is very finally our Savior has come.
所以，犹太人他们一直在仰望神，把他们从罗马强权底下能够拯救出来。所以，主耶稣啊，在这个荣耀进城之前呢，其实他是一直在行神迹、医病、赶鬼，然后这3年来一直到现在，他终于光荣的进入这个城。所以，大家心中呢都有非常大的期待，主耶稣会把他们从强权底下能够拯救出来。
Finally, the savior of the Jews.
他们其实都想，就是我们的救主总算来到了。
So, with all this excitement, with everybody shouting his name, declaring that he is salvation,
啊，所以，
what does Jesus do?
啊，所以像大家心中都带着这么大的期望，然后在主上面就称呼就何塞纳，就是救主终于来到了，就主耶稣他心中。是怎么来想看这些事情？
I would expect to myself if this was true, I would make some kind of speech. I would say something to acknowledge all the praise.
如果是我的话，我是主耶稣的话，我知道大家心都有这样期待的话，都有这样期待，我就会站在大家面前给一个演讲，就是说，你们现在这么想啊，就是这是合理的，就会给大家鼓励嘛。
But we don't see that. Jesus enters the temple.
啊！但是主没有这么做。主进城之后，第一件事情就是来进去圣殿。
Enter the temple and then make your speech there.
啊，可以啊！主耶稣，你到圣殿里面发表演讲也可以。但主耶稣并没有这么做。
First thing you see him do after almost in this kind of culture, practically saying that he is himself, right? The first thing you see him do is he turns over the tables of the money changers and the people selling the temple.
所以，当大家都在称呼他是弥赛亚，是救主的时候，主耶稣他来到圣殿，做的第一件事情就是推翻兑换银钱人的桌子。
Why?
哇，这主耶稣他干嘛这么做啊？
Well, he says, and he quotes scripture in two places. He says, "My house is a house of prayer, and but you have made it again."
主耶稣做这些事情，他也引用圣经的话，就说：“我的殿乃是祷告的地方，你们怎么把它变成贼窝？”如果当时犹太人心中可能对他都有些失望。
So rich and so dense in this one statement. I don't see what I mean.
这句经文里面是有很深的意义的，我来慢慢跟大家讲解。
First, he goes into the temple, and it is the outer temple that is. This is the place for the Gentiles to come and pray.
对，主耶稣进圣殿，他是先进到圣殿的外院，外院是 外邦人可以来找你。
And the second thing, one of the other observations that we made is that it specifically said they will sell anything.
这里经文上记载很清楚，这些做买卖的他们在那里卖鸽子。
I know that we're maybe not familiar, although many of you are very good. So I know who you are. But it's very good detail. They're amazing detail that we talked about. Because in the Mosaic law, if you cannot afford a sacrifice, you can actually give very, very easy.
我们大家这里面有对圣经很熟的哈，就是旧约圣经里面，就是吩咐以色列人他们去进圣殿来敬拜神、来献祭的时候，如果穷人付不起的话，他们付不起牛羊，他们可以来献鸽子。
So what's going on is that Jesus walks into the temple, his temple, his house, right?
那这里主耶稣想象他是来到自己的殿。
And the space that is meant for foreigners, the space that is meant for Gentiles, the space that is meant for us, come on, we're all Gentiles.
他是来到这个圣殿的外院，外院是给外邦人的，其实我们也是外邦人。
It's taken up by vendors who are selling, things. For the sacrifice.
在那里有做买卖的，就是卖这些鸽子的，是给大家来敬拜神，方便。
But they're not selling, to the rich, right? They can all afford it. They're selling to the poor.
这些做买卖的，他们不是卖给有钱的。他们是来帮助这些穷人，让他们能够更好的敬拜神。
And so Jesus walks in, and the space that is meant for Gentiles and the indication that he wants the poor to be able to come and worship him, those are the things that are most disruptive or there are barriers for people who want to worship him.
所以主耶稣就是来到这个外院，来到这个外邦人，敬拜，甚至就是给穷人，能够买鸽子的地方，对不起，What is the last thing?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. That is what he means by my house is the house of prayer. If you go look at the reference, and it's in Isaiah 56, it's clear that it is actually a reference to the foreigner joining the prayer with these people, so the Gentiles living among them.
主耶稣在这里看到，就是说这些做买卖的，他们其实是在男主某种程度上，他们的是不好的见证，是男主人来敬拜神。他引用的这个圣经也是从以赛亚书里面引用的，就是说我的殿必成为祷告的殿，你们到时候成为贼窝了。以赛亚当时讲这个的时候。他这个背景，他是要他是讲的是外邦人，要来敬拜神。
And then in the second part, which says, if you have made it again, see in Jeremiah chapter 7, and there again it is the reference to if you are really repentant, if you are really going to follow me, it says in Jeremiah 16, one of the direct evidence is actually that you will allow. Again, but later on, the earlier we have to, if you really turn it back, because Jeremiah is talking to a, an Israel that has turned away from God and worshiped Baal, right? But if you really worship, not just, the external, but if you really bend the will that you are allowed.
对，主要是引用的经文这里，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，这个是从以赛亚书里面。以赛亚当时这个context，这个语境啊，就是它是针对是外邦人来敬拜神。 那主耶稣引用的第二个就是你们到时他成为贼窝了，这个是从耶利米书里面耶利米书他是在呼召那个离弃神敬拜偶像的以色列人要悔改，从心底内心深处，而不只是在外头来敬拜神。先知也说，就是说如果说以色列人他们真是从心底里悔改。回转向神的话，他们不只是自己敬拜神，他们也会来允许外邦人来到他们当中的敬拜神。当时先知也就指着他们说：“你们到时神的殿成为贼窝。
This is a statement.
”所以主耶稣当时的这些话都是，就是对当时犹太领袖的一个斥责。
They are very keen on observing these 100+ laws, right? The Pharisees are very keen on obeying all the 100+ laws.
当时的犹太领袖，特别是法利赛人，他们是特别注重在行为上、外表上要持守他们的拉比所传下来的600条律法。
Jesus is saying, are you going with him?
那主要是跟他们说，你们真的是在神面前有悔改的心。
So that is what the part on the side of the foreigners. And then about the fish piece.
我们再来讲讲这个鸽子的事情。
God put that provision in for those who are poor so that they can come and work with you in good relationship with them. It's not a function of how much money. That is not part, right?
对，旧约里面就是神允许贫穷的人付不起牛羊，但是他们可以用鸽子来献祭来敬拜神，这是神特别的一个恩典。
But the Israelite people at the time, and you cannot just have a little bit of more context, right? This is the outer courts of the temple. That cannot happen without, they cannot be there selling without the permission and the backing of the priest.
对，这是在圣殿的外院是外邦人在那里聚集的地方，就说这些来做买卖的，如果不是祭司阶层允许他们的话，他们是不可能这样做。
So the priest and the merchants are together in, because the law says you have to have some sacrifice. And so these are the ones that will be approved by the priests. And so they have to pay. And so this was a way of taking advantage of the poor.
所以这是就是商人跟这些祭司他们一起勾结，做这样的事情，就是他们能够在那里来卖这鸽子的话，一定是得到祭司的允许。所以这是等于说是祭司阶层跟这些商人他们一起来，某种意义上再来剥削这些穷人。
Jesus drives them all out.
那主耶稣是把他们都赶出去。
One thing I love about Jesus is the foreigner and the poor are very often overlooked.
就是说，在圣殿里面，外邦人跟穷人都是通常是被忽略了，
Jesus sees that.
但是主耶稣却关心他们。
Right after this, he is in the temple. A lot of people see what he's done. And then the blind, it says the blind and the lame that came and then healed them.
这之后呢，主耶稣在殿里面也行神迹，有瞎子、瘸子到他面前来，主耶稣把他们治好。
This is the first thing he does. It's kind of like you think about a presidency, the first 100 days, that kind of a thing. This is the first thing Jesus chooses to do. Not a sermon, not theological preaching, right? I'm putting that position down. But, like, it's very interesting that this is what Jesus chooses to do first. He fulfills the heart of the law.
你就想象一个新任总统上台的话，都有100天都会做一些力度很大的一些新的政策。那主耶稣他作为弥赛亚这个角色，他来到这个圣殿，他做的第一件事情确实把这些不法的商人赶出去，围着穷人，围着万般的缘故，然后也是在这里来医治瞎子，医治瘸子，主耶稣没有在这来讲一篇非常高大的一篇道，他却是把这个神的这些真理是活在大家的面前。
And then the high priest and the other leaders come up to him, and they said, they're coming. Look, do you hear what's going on? Do you see what? First of all, they're pretty upset, probably, that he drove out all the vendors, right? But then they're also coming up to him and say, like, do you see this, all these people like shouting Hosanna and everything?
那祭司长跟文士他们看见耶稣所行的，他们非常恼怒哈，然后他们也看见这些小孩子在殿里头在喊着说：“何塞哪归于大卫的子孙”，所以他们就来到主耶稣面前，就对主耶稣说：“这些人所说的，你难道没听见吗？”
I imagine the very upset.
所以他们当时是非常恼怒。
they are upset, obviously, with this order. They think their setup, whatever they have set up, is messed up, is broken now. He broke it.
那第一就是他们跟这些商人之间这些勾结啊被抖出来。
Think there's no longer order, no more peace and order. During their festival, I think they said about that.
那他们所制定这些规矩啊，好像都被主耶稣打乱，所以这一个礼拜过节的不会像他们想象的难。
I think they are upset because people are beginning to proclaim him as the Messiah and the Savior, and they are not sure that he is, and also that.
他们恼怒。第二个原因就是大家在这里都称呼主耶稣是弥赛亚，在这里来高唱和桑那。那他们心中呢是不认同主耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And I think they're worried that with all the commotion in the Roman
然后他们也担心在这里大家这么闹的时候，罗马的军团会过来。
at this point, they're going to be let's calm this down.
所以他们来到主耶稣面前就说：“我们来安静安静。
And Jesus quotes Psalm 8. Have you not heard? Out of the mouth of babes,
对，主耶稣回答他们就是用诗篇第八篇的一句经文，他说主耶稣说经常说你从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全了赞美，这样的话你没有念过吗？
you know how that song starts?
如果我们记得的话，诗篇第八篇是怎么开始的？
Oh Lord, our Lord, come against the name of all.
诗篇第八篇第一句是说：“耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
That song, all the praise is to a majestic, transcendent God.
对，诗篇第八篇是诗人他全心全意在赞美这一位超越万有的这样一个独立的真神。
Did you quote that to the leaders of the time?
所以，当主耶稣来引用这个经文跟当时的领袖们讲话的时候，
He was saying that that phrase. Is going to him and he is that ruler.
他很显然他是说，如此的敬拜归于这位独一的真神，这个敬拜是属于我的。
This is the end of
所以这是整个受难周的第一天所发生的事情。
the passion. My wife really likes K-dramas.
我们当中有没有喜欢看韩剧的？
And these very big dramatic moments, I don't want them. I'm pretty sure there are big dramatic moments.
我虽然是不看韩剧哈，韩剧里面通常都是这些结局都是非常的伟大惊险了。
And this is where we're left at the end on Sunday.
所以在终于节的这个主日，所发生的这些事情，都是记载在圣经上。
Because the greater drama and the story, the history continues to even more amazing, more beautiful, more heartbreaking, more loving ways as we progress throughout.
就是圣经一天一天往前推进的话，会有更大的事情发生，然后更让人兴奋，或者甚至让人非常难过的事情发生。
But I want to go back before I, you know, continue on from this, because I want to go back to my earlier question.
我现在要回到刚开始问的一个问题。
Why is Jesus really losing? Why does he care about the poor? Why is he more caring about the poor? Why is this first as he enters Jesus and then enters the temple?
就是主耶稣为什么关心这些外邦人？主耶稣为什么关心这些穷人？为什么他在来到进入城里面来到圣殿做的第一件事情就是这？
I think this other moment in Mark helps me understand what's going on.
我们今天也读到马可福音第3章，这些经文也帮助我回答这个。
It's a very, very funny passage.
这些经文是有点奇怪。
That's a better word. Why? It's not funny, not laugh, it's a puzzling. Thank you for correcting it. It is a very funny one. Many times, long time I read this passage and what is going on.
马可第3章里面讲到耶稣的母亲跟兄弟们，就是我很久以前小时候读这个圣经的时候，我就不太理解。
In the passage, Jesus is teaching many of the people that he has been gathering.
在这里，主耶稣在跟许多人在讲道。
And the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, confront him.
当时的文士、法利赛人，就来质问主耶稣。
And they actually think that he has a demon.
那他们说主耶稣身上是被邪灵所附的。
And in the same story, in the same passage, Jesus responds and he says that, like, I don't have a demon, the house cannot be divided, and that kind of thing.
当他们说主耶稣身上有是被别西卜被魔鬼所占住的时候，那主耶稣就说：“我身上没有魔。”
And then we see that Jesus' family, mother and brothers, come together.
那当时呢，就是主耶稣的他的母亲和弟兄，就打发人去叫他。
So you have to imagine the scene, right?
我们看当时的场景，他的母亲跟弟兄站在外头，就打发人来叫主耶稣出去。
The house full of people, Jesus is on having a tense conversation with the teachers and Pharisees.
所以当时主耶稣呢，他是在房子里面，也正在跟这些文士跟法利赛人有一个非常紧张的这样一个对话。
And Jesus' family is outside. They can't get in, but they are saying when they want Jesus to come to them. You know, maybe they can see him through all the people, but it's far away, and it's actually kind of embarrassing.
所以当时呢，主耶稣的他的母亲跟兄弟呢，他们来到这，他们却进不来，因为人太多了嘛，所以他们也许在比较远的地方，通过窗户给看见里面发生的事情。他们当时就打发人要把主耶稣叫出去。
Earlier in the passage, it says that Jesus' family thinks that maybe he's out of.
前面的这个经文说过，主耶稣的家人他们觉得主耶稣已经是有点太癫狂、太疯狂了。
And it's they're probably right because Jesus has been healing the sick.
主耶稣确实是做了一些非常大的事情，他医病。
And he has been casting out demons.
And
And probably his family wouldn't
in those things were very happy or very glad, and maybe because Jesus left his family, he had a normal job, right? He had grown an apple that was budding tree or manual labor. I think the technical use was a worker, so it could be many different things, but we use carpentry. So like he left that and he was doing something very, very different than what his tradition, right? So he's healing, he's casting out demons, great, okay. Maybe it wasn't as great to spot exactly.
对，我们从他家人角度的话，那主耶稣，当时是因为应该是接替他的父亲做木匠，而且做了很多年，那他突然就是不做木匠了，然后出来就是一并赶鬼，所以虽然说从他家人角度，这个是一个很大的一个改变，但是这些还不是一个太坏的一个事情。
But then he starts doing the work.
然后之后呢，主耶稣开始在安息日当中也一并也赶鬼。然后他家人也是看到主耶稣开始跟税吏、跟妓女，他们在一起吃饭。当时的犹太的这个社会是大家是没有隐私的。
As you traveled around that house, you would.
所以这些传言，就都会回到他的家人的耳朵里面。主耶稣在做这样的事情，在跟税吏、跟妓女在一起。
That there is God.
肯定会有很多谣言。
Abel family now has its own.
对，本身是一个非常平静的普通的一个家庭，现在却有这么的谣言起来。可能这些传言风语都是好几个月一直在传来传去。现在呢，主要是又跟这些祭司、文士长跟法律上又开始起一些争论。那现在的这些宗教领袖，他们说主要是被魔鬼附体。那作为耶稣的他的家人，他们就想我们要怎么办？那他们当然是对主是，他们从小是一起长大的。我想不会有一个人，就是说跟耶稣住在一起这么多年，心中真是不会感受到主耶稣是一个很好的。我想作为他的弟弟们，一定记得主耶稣是多么有耐心来教他们来如何做一个好的木匠。那他的妹妹们一定记得这位哥哥的话是对他们一直是非常照顾
的。
对，当他们听到这些主耶稣在外面所做的这些事情，听到这些风言风语的时候，他们一定想着主耶稣可能是头脑有点出问题，就是把他接到家里面，要好好的来安静来一下了。
With that kind of backdrop, they go and they get an analogy, even maybe, I don't know, but they're outside, right? And you get to him, and someone tells Jesus, you're in the middle of an argument, you're in doubt.
所以当时的场景就是这样，他的家人就亲自来找主耶稣他们就又看见主耶稣在跟这些人又起一些争论，所以他们当时就叫人来叫主耶稣来出去。
And this is, I think, the piece that connects to me, that
对我来说，就是这个场景跟在圣殿里发生的这个棕榈节的这个场景，是对我很有帮助。
See, for Mary and her other son, in that family, you must remember that in that culture, unfortunately, not well, with their home.
当时的这个文化里面，主耶稣他是投生的。
He's supposed to take care of the family. He's supposed to take care of the mother and all of them.
他是有这个责任来赡养自己的母亲，也照顾自己的弟弟妹妹。
He is supposed to make sure that the family has a good home.
他是有这个责任来保护自己的家族的这样一个好的名声。
If there's any argument inside the family, he is the one who has to go.
如果家里面弟弟妹妹有什么事情摆不平的话，那他这个首生的长子，他是可以出来把这些事情摆平的。他是有这个责任来让自己的整个家庭能够很好。
And in this moment, all of his brothers and sisters and men worried because their firstborn, their head of the household, looked at him like that.
对他的家人来说，在这个时刻，他们对主耶稣这个家里面这个领袖就觉得他的头脑可能是出了问题。
And then Jesus says, Jesus says this is an incredible thing that I think would have broken your heart. He says, who are my brothers?
主耶稣当时的讲的这个话，可能也是让他的家人心中是非常失望的，因为主耶稣就说。谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？所以当时主耶稣就四面观看那周围所做的人。所以这些听他讲话的这些都是税吏、法利赛人。所以主耶稣就观看周围坐着人，就说：“看了。”那就是这些税吏，这些妓女，他们是我的兄弟，是我的弟兄。
I can only imagine that his family felt
但是可以想象，他的家人就觉得，主耶稣已经跟他们是完全弃绝他们。
far from abandoning.
而且比弃绝他们是更严重。
Jesus was proclaiming that actually it isn't just his family that I.
所以主耶稣当时的意思就是说，我不只是在我们这个家，我是长子，我是在属神的所有的家庭里面，我也是长子。
Jesus is taking up his role in that moment as the first leader of all God's family, all creation.
因为主耶稣这么说，也是表明他是所有从神那里重生的得救人当中的长子。
I know that this sermon is messed up. I know that there are shameful things that we have done. I know that we are warring with one another. And it is my duty. And my right to make everything to make everything better.
对，主耶稣讲这个就是说，你们就是我的母亲，你们就是我的弟兄。他就是跟这些破碎的家庭在说，我是你们家里面的长子，我会来把你们这个家搞好。
All the debt that this family has incurred is mine.
如果这个家里面欠什么债，那我会来替他，我会替你们来。
I am the.
因为我是这个家的一家之主。
Jesus is. He is firstborn of all creation. And so when we see him coming into the triumphal entry and entering into that temple, he is saying the same thing.
那主耶稣是所有所造万物当中的首生的， 所以当主耶稣荣耀进城来到圣殿里面的时候，他就是带着这个角色，我是万有的首生。
I am not just the Savior. You say I'm Savior. I'm not just the Savior.
我不只是弥赛亚，是犹太人的拯救者，
I am the Savior.
我是弥赛亚，我是神，
I am not just the Jewish God.
我不只是犹太人的神，
I am the God.
我是所有人的神，
I am the firstborn.
我是所有被造当中的首生。
All of you have been heard. I choose to pay. It is my honor, my right, and my duty to pay.
你们所有人的所亏欠、所欠的债，我都会来替你们来偿还，因为我是长子。
To restore our family in the way it's supposed to.
好让我们每一个家庭都能够恢复到神最美好的心意。
One that is loving, one that is full of honor, one that we are all proud of.
让每个家庭都充满爱，能够充满荣耀。
One that is bountiful.
我跟你说，
Bountiful.
让每个家里面都丰富。
God is a noble, rich God.
我们的神是一位有尊荣而且是富有的神。
He wants to go.
他希望每个家里面也都能得到拯救。
So, with that, my I have some encouragement for
我来这里就是想有一些话要鼓励大家。
us. The first thing for me is that I am the first.
你就是我是我们家的四弟兄当中的
And I am so thankful that Jesus is the firstborn because I have failed and I will continue to fail in all the duties of in some way. Not all of them, but in some way I will.
我是我们家的老大，但是我很多事情是做得不够的，做得不好的。但这里主耶稣呢，他是一个非常最好的、完美的一个首生的长子。但是主耶稣他没有，他一定是完完全全做到做长子的这个一切的责任。
And so for me, I need to trust the true firstborn, even as I seek to serve my family.
所以，我作为家里面的长子，我服侍自己的家庭。虽然说我不完全，但是我可以仰望这位完全的长子，耶稣基督。
All of us try to do this. All of us try our own different ways and our own strength to bring about flourishing. And goodness in our lives and the lives of our family, we will all in some way fail.
对，我们作为家里面，特别是做长子我们尽自己的所能，来服侍自己的家庭，我们都有失败的地方，但是我们的主他是一位完全的，一位首生。
So my encouragement is to for each of us to examine our hearts. Where are those places that we are silent, but we are not receiving? And how can we receive? How can we be better striving to receive those things in a week?
所以，我们大家想一想，就是我们在家里面，我们应当尽到责任的地方，我们哪些是做得不够的？那我们来到主人面前，求主来帮助我们，能够得到力量跟智慧。
Second thing I would encourage is, as I mentioned, this is the first day of to take time each day. If you can, take time and read the scripture that goes with the day. I remember the third day before after birth and the read each one to to see how Jesus continued to unfold what it means to enter the Jerusalem of the temple to say that he is the Messiah.
第二点呢，就是本一周是受难周，我估计大家每一天，我们都可以读圣经的经文，就是主耶稣在这一天，做了什么。
And I think you will find it very, very rich.
那我们大家都会从神的话语里面，能够更好的纪念我们主。
Self-sacrifice, incredibly, we don't deserve it. And we're the ones who put him in the position that he had to go through, that he was willing to go and do that because he is.
所以我们从这些经文里面，我们都会看到主耶稣是如何的，就是把自己舍弃，来围着我们的罪来服侍我们，正如上十字架。
Each day, my prayer for you will fall in love over and over again.
通过每一天这么我们读主耶稣当天所做的，我们这样可以真实经历主耶稣的一切的荣美跟美善啊。我们心中真是被神的爱来感动。
And the last thing I would say is, as an encouragement, is that. We see Jesus entering into the temple. The first thing he does, he is declaring his Messiah title, that of himself, is that he chooses to serve those that are overlooked.
第三点就是主耶稣进圣殿，他做的第一件事情就是看过那些被忽略的、被边缘化的。
And so my encouragement is to look, take time to serve one another, to pay attention to those who are over.
所以第三点，我要鼓励大家，就是我们要更好的来彼此相爱，特别是那一些，在教会里面被边缘化、不被关注的。
It is part of being in God's home. It is part of understanding living out God's heart.
在神的家里面，我们就是要明白神的心意，而且把神的心活出来。
This may be in some way a physical need, a spiritual need.
肢体当中的需要，可能是物质上的需要。身体上需要，也可能是心灵上需要。
Let me close with that.
那我们来结束祷告。
Jesus, thank you that you are the perfect Messiah. Thank you that you are God. Thank
主耶稣，我们敬拜你是独一真神，你也是弥赛亚。
you that you are the perfect.
我们感谢你，因为你是一个完全的长子。
So touched that you love. God, you love God's family, you love.
我们感谢你，主耶稣，你爱你的父神，你也爱神的家，你也爱我们的。
Pray, Lord, you would become more and more like you.
我们愿我们能够更加的像
To love the things that you love.
你所爱的，我们也爱。
So, baby,
你愿我们
love
能够，
God and love.
我们也能够来，愿我们能够顺服你，来彼此相爱。奉耶稣基督的祷告，阿门。